last night, as I was coming to terms with the news, a number of my chaverim from yeshiva reached out, different recollections, different memories. As Rabbi Berman mentioned, almost everyone mentioned the Sefer HaZichronos. Every word was written there. Came to mind, David HaMelech says, as he completes his Sefer Tehillim, Oz Amarti Hine Bosi B'Megillah Sefer Kosov Alai. David HaMelech says, as the Medrash, he turns to the Rebbeinu Shalom and he says, Oz Amarti Hine Bosi B'Megillah Sefer Kosov Alai. I come to you with the Sefer. A Sefer of tremendous difficulty, tremendous pain, tremendous accomplishment. Sefer that began at the first day of my life. And a Sefer which I just completed writing. I imagine my Zaydi going up, Shmei Moroi, Oz Amarti Hine Bosi B'Megillah Sefer Kosov Alai. With a beautiful Sefer. Sefer that had many, many pages, many chapters. Had chapters of terrible tragedy and difficulty. Chapters that for many of us would have been the last chapter. Chapters of losing Rechon HaLitzon, a child. The devastation. I still remember like yesterday the sobbing. He lost his wife, Bobby. But he continued to write. He continued to write the beautiful Megillah Sefer. Every bocher in this yeshiva, every person that crossed his path, had a page in that Sefer. And he's going up with that Sefer right now. Presenting to the Bari Olam, look at my Sefer. Look at my people. Look who I tended to. Look who I believed in. Look at the stories that I wrote. There's a story that I heard a number of years ago. The moment I heard it, I thought of my Zaydi. Story goes of the Rebbe of Shav, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was the one who began to create the Chabad as we know it, the focus on Kiruv Rechoik. And he was very interested and very focused on what we would call the Poshri. Rather than teaching and spending his time focusing on the intellectual, the Talmidei Chachamim, the Chassidus, he occupied his time with the simple Jews, the Jews that no one else looked their way. And this, of course, often disturbed those Chassidim that were considered to be the Talmidei Chachamim, the Chassidim that were royalty. And one day after Simchas Torah, one of his closest Chassidim, Rav Manya Mosenson, turns to the Rebbe Rashab, and says, Rebbe, I don't understand. What do you see in there? Why the focus? There's so many people that can teach and tend to these people. You could be big, busy with bigger things, bigger people, grander ideas, dreams, she'ifas for the entire Chassid. The Rebbe said, Mani, I want to meet you after Yom Tov in your home before you leave town. Of course, no problem. The Rebbe comes Man, the amazing thing, he said, where are you heading now? You know, I'm headed on a business trip. What are you going to do? Where are you going to do? What are you going to sell? What are you buy? I'm the diamonds. Let me see the diamonds, man. He just takes out the most beautiful diamonds. Perfect. Not a blemish inside. Shows it proudly to his Rebbe. Rebbe says, it looks like a rock. But Rebbe, you don't understand. Look at all the aspects, the facets, the shine, the glimmer. Not a blemish in sight, the size. Rebbe, look from this perspective. Look under this light, you see. Have you ever seen such a diamond? Rebbe says, it looks like a star. Man, the old dejected says, I guess you need a trained eye to appreciate a diamond. Rebbe turns to his dear chassid and he says, I deal in diamonds too. I deal in Yidden. But I guess you need a trained eye to see the diamonds, to see the sparkle. This was my zeini. This was my zeini. We sometimes, as children, didn't understand. We would come to a Shabbos in the Bronx, daily, why are you still here? There are 10 people, most do not know Hebrew, and the drasha that you're giving could be given in a packed-based medrash in a Torah. Then we've come for lunch. Every person in the minyan, every single one without fail, you don't see even a clock. Around the table, filling themselves with a meal they probably hadn't had in a week, and likely will not have for measures. And the interest he had, because he saw diamonds. He saw sparkling diamonds. And as I was coming here this morning, I was thinking, how is it possible? How did he see, as Rabbi Chaim mentioned, the sparkle, the beauty, where no one else was able to see? And I realized that my Zaydi had an ability, which I don't know if many other people have, certainly something was just lacking in this daughter, my daughter. Generally speaking, as mechanachim, as rebbonim, as parents, as grandparents, we have to pick an approach. We have to pick a mahalach. Are you going to have high standards? Are you going to shoot for the stars? Are you going to push your children for excellence? Show them that you believe in them. They could strive for more. Yes, even be disappointed at times. Or are you going to take the approach of unconditional love? As long as you're happy, as long as you're fine, I'm okay. We as parents struggle. We struggle because we want to see the best. We want to see our children grow, our grandchildren grow, and accomplish knowing what they could. My grandfather, was able to have the highest standards. He didn't settle for less than excellence. If he was running yeshiva, the standard was belush. If you're learning, you have to learn to be a gadol b'Yisrael. I remember vividly at my bar mitzvah, he turned to me, he said, Mati, 13 years ago, I gave you a bracha, zeh hakoton gadol yiyye, and today I give you a bracha, zeh hagadol gadol yiyye. The she'ifas, the dreams, the expectations were there. Then he accepted whoever you were. It wasn't a secret. It wasn't the contradiction. highest expectations. Zeh gadol gadol yiyeh. But whatever you did was always the best. You're always dying. And for us, the expectations of Mishpachas Chalan were very, very clear. He expected us to wear the badge as a badge of honor. I remember I was hearing in the house, the Zayde, the Zayde, the Zayde. As a young boy, 5, 6, 7 years old, making a turn to the Zayde. So this Zayde, where was he, the rabbi? He turned to me. I remember it like yesterday. Mati, he was a rabbi in Shalkon Yisrael. He was Migdoyle Hadar. It was a moment of realize where you come from. Set your standards high. Have she'ifas. Dream big. And at times it came in a harsh way. And I remember sometimes feeling expectations are too high. And then you would overhear him talking about you to someone else. Wow! Did you see Monday? A masmid. Unbelievable. And you realize the expectations were there. He believed in the dying, didn't you? But he accepted you. And he saw the beauty in anything you did. In one of his different Torah, he writes so beautifully that if you look at the Targum often translates Toyiv as Tav. But when the Targum translates Toyiv, the Toyiv Einayim, it's a distant translation, Atik. And he suggested Atik means Toyiv Einayim. I see you heard it more than once like me. And he suggested when Toyv is Toyv Einayim, it's Toyv Bishleimus. Perfection. Because you set your standards for Shleimus. You set your Shehivas for perfection. But then you accept whatever happens. I always felt somewhat dismayed. I had this connection to the great Zayde. He made it so real, so powerful. My kids will never hear those stories. Behind Moshe Zayde. They don't have that bar set so high for them. As this thought brought tears to my eyes last night, I realized my kids will have their Zayde. Their Zayde has set his bar so high because he believed in every single one of them. No matter how high the bar was set, if you gave it your all, put your kliyos. It was unconditional love. This was my Zayde. Toyv Einayim. Only saw the good, but didn't allow that to limit himself to smallness, to limit his expectations. If you were Chalam, standards were set high. But if he gave you your all, you knew that his embrace, his help was waiting for you. We're going to miss Zayde. But he is now Frayim Shalach. Zayde. Tehein Shalach.
Through his head.